Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and we are joined by Sean Jacobs, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Sean, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always, I consider it always a blessing to talk about weather, especially severe weather, so thank you.
Well, in my conversations with you over the years, I know that you are very passionate about weather and the safety surrounding it. And the thing that I notice each year when I'm in contact with you is that you've got a couple of different titles underneath your name on your email signature. Explain those to me a little bit and kind of what is involved with your job.
Yeah, absolutely. So my typical day-to-day job is I'm the Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service out of North Platte. And essentially that means I am the not only the public liaison, but also our partner liaison to the National Weather Service. So I help coordinate preparedness weeks, training. I spend a lot of time going in and speaking with students at schools, different STEM topics. But I do spend a lot of time about raising preparedness and awareness to the public and to our partners. Most recently, been spending a lot of time working with the state on the current wildfire situation. My background, I'm a wildfire meteorologist. That's that. And I have been serving as the acting meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service at North Platte. And it's been an honor to serve in that capacity. That is, I'm having an opportunity to serve my colleagues here at the Weather Service and help lead them to ensure that we get all the information that we need to get out to the public and to our partners so folks can make actionable decisions based off of our products.
Well, you certainly sound like you're a busy guy.
Yeah, we all are taking on more duties, it seems like, these days. It's not just in the weather world, but, as you said, I am very passionate about weather. I found out at a very young age that I wanted to be a meteorologist. I had a very strong woman, my mom and my wife, who took the time to really just show me different things and let me observe and, the world as I was growing, and I've just always been passionate about weather. So I'm in my right place.
I can understand the fascination with weather. I was a pretty young kid when I myself kind of thought that it would be a very fun job to be a storm chaser. And that was like really tops on my list among a few other things. And that didn't really work out for me, but I get to have conversations with people in all kinds of different avenues. So I kind of like to live through their experiences. And I was like talking to you each year, Sean, and certainly we talk each year at this time because Severe Weather Awareness Week is coming up, and in fact is this upcoming week, Monday through Friday. We're going to talk about a few different things because each day of the week has a different designation to it again this year, correct?
That is correct. We designate each day or have a theme for each day, and it's just a good reminder that severe weather is not just tornadoes or thunderstorms. There's various aspects of severe weather that you need to be prepared for, so we break it down day by day.
Monday is lightning safety, and I think the first thing that people think about when it comes to lightning is that, well, you don't want to get struck by it, and a lot of that is out of our control, but there are certainly some things that we can do to avoid that, right?
Absolutely. I'm big into the social science. I like to try to understand why people make decisions, and the data is clear. The majority of people who get struck by lightning either are too slow to get indoors or come out from a safe structure too quickly as the storm is departing. That's where the majority of your deaths and bad outcomes occur. So we always say, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck. And the best thing you can do is get in a sturdy structure. If you don't have a sturdy structure, hop into a car. A car is a safe place because it acts like a Faraday cage to funnel that energy around you. But being outside in a thunderstorm, it's not a safe place.
And we've all at one time or another, you know, thunderstorms can come upon you quickly, especially when you're not around an avenue where you can receive information to know it's coming upon us. I think that we've all kind of been in those situations where, I mean, we're in Nebraska. Things are pretty flat in a lot of our areas. It's pretty easy to find yourself in a location where you yourself are either the tallest object around or a tree or something nearby you is certainly the tallest in the area. And that's not a very comfortable situation to be in, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember, if I may bring in a personal story, but when I was younger, growing up, I used to hike 14,000-foot mountains in Colorado, and I was summiting Mount Harvard in the Collegiate Peaks area in Colorado, and we were above tree line, and a thunderstorm developed, and, you know, we lost the situational awareness of what was going on, and here we are with metal packs, you know, the tallest thing, up on, you know, the top of this mountain, and very, very uncomfortable situation. The good news, though, you know, it is flat, and, you know, Nebraskans, I like to always argue that Nebraskans are some of the best meteorologists, you know, I've ever met, you know, because we pay attention. We're outside working the land, or we're outside. We pay attention to the weather, and, you know, I know we got a busy job to do, but, you know, usually you can see these storms building, and usually, you know, you can hear that thunder before it's you know, it's hitting you, and that's the time that you need to act. So, you know, there's some good and some bad there, but, you know, I think just having that self-awareness and just realizing it only takes one strike, and, you know, that's not odds that I like to mess around with.
Yes, certainly not. And we as Nebraskans are always keeping our eyes open to the idea of tornado safety and tornadoes. I mean, you don't have to go far to find someone that they themselves has some kind of a interaction with the tornado or knows a family member in a earlier generation that had. Tornado safety is really big here in Tornado Alley. And in Nebraska last year, some of the numbers I was looking at said we had 41 tornadoes between EF0 and EF3, and 11 of those were EF1 or up. I didn't have any of those on the upper scale, thank goodness, but we always kind of have to be ready for tornadoes of any size because regardless of that rating number, they're all destructive. What are some of the main things that folks should remember when it comes to tornadoes when they're inside or outside?
Absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, we are in a prime spot to see tornadoes any time of the year here in Nebraska. And I always say this, every month in Nebraska is tornado month. We've recorded a tornado in every single month, you know, through the years. But, you know, to be safe, your best bet is to get inside and put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible, and on the lowest floor of your building. And, you know, I do also want to bring this up. The tornadoes are rated off of the amount of damage that they do. Something that I love about Nebraska, especially western and central Nebraska, is we tend to be more rural, you know, and when we do get tornadoes, thankfully, it's not like it's moving through a city where you have a lot of damage indicators that can rate these tornadoes. So if a tornado is going through an open landscape, it's very, very difficult to put a rating. And if you look at the numbers, our numbers are skewed to what's, quote, and I'm using air quotes here, weaker tornadoes, but that's not the case. We know we have some of the strongest tornadoes in the country that go through our state every year. And, you know, the best thing to do is to be prepared. Make sure you have a trusted source of weather, which is, you know, our media partners, you know, which is, you know, just make sure it's a trusted source. And then when the warning is issued, act on it. Get as many walls between you and the tornado as possible on the lowest floor of your shelter.
And when you're outside, I know there's several misconceptions there as well, Sean. Usually when you're outside, you're not going to want to be near items that can be moved by the tornado. Where should folks head if they, let's give the example that's pretty common, you're driving down the road, and what should you do if you're in your car when you come across a tornado?
Absolutely. You know, the best thing you can do is if you can get away safely, get away from it. And, you know, and that's the obvious, but there are times, and we see it every year across America, that people cannot get away from the tornado. And at that point, you want to leave your vehicle, which I know sounds kind of counterintuitive. It just doesn't make much sense. But if you can find a culvert, get in that culvert and protect your head, protect your internal organs, and get as low to the ground as possible. There are story after story after story of people who have done this and who have lived, because the wind goes to zero at the surface of the earth in a tornado. And, you know, and that makes sense. It, you know, it doesn't punch through the ground, but just a very short distance. So finding yourself a culvert and getting there is the best thing that you can do. You know, a creek bed underneath the road, you know, a little culvert or a drain, that's the best thing to do. But then you have to kind of watch out if it's raining really heavy for floods. And that's why I always say, if you can get away from the tornado, get away from the tornado. You know, that is that's where you're going to be the safest. But it does happen, and it's good to be prepared.
Statewide tornado drill is Wednesday at 10 a.m. Folks, that's the number one thing to remember this week. Of course, they do kind of move those things around a little bit. If there is some bad weather in the area, they will kind of cancel that and move on from that so as not to bring about some confusion. But that is certainly something to remember. 10 o'clock this Wednesday is the statewide tornado drill. Later on this week, Sean, we've got hail and wind safety and flood safety. Those are maybe ones, the hail and wind, certainly we experience a lot of. We experienced flooding through much of the state in 2019. Those are always good reminders each year as well, although they're not as prevalent on our minds here in Nebraska.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, some of the largest hail that's occurred in the United States has occurred here in Nebraska. And just 2 years ago at Calamus Reservoir, or was it 3 years ago? The years aren't together. But we had 6.5-inch hail at Calamus Reservoir. You know, that's approaching the size of a volleyball. And you don't want to be caught outdoors in that. That is, you know, life-threatening. The wind can blow as much as 110 miles per hour out of these storms, these thunderstorms. And that's not tornadic wind. That's widespread wind, which can be very disastrous. And then when you talk about flooding, if you look at the entirety of the United States, more people die every year due to flooding than any other weather-related impact. And I will tell you, and I'm speaking to the guys, the men here that are listening, but, you know, it's not the mother with her little kids that are typically dying. It's the man who is driving in his 4x4, you know, in that truck, feeling invincible, and drives through a flooded roadway, and, you know, then there's a bad outcome. So, you know, you see flowing water across the road. If you don't know the depth, don't push it. It can only take as little as a foot of running water to actually start making a four-wheel drive truck into a boat, and then you're in a bad situation. And again, being in the hail capital of the world here, out here in Southwest, West Central Nebraska, Central Nebraska, you know, our thunderstorms mean business. So it's just good not to be in those thunderstorms, or outside in those thunderstorms, if at all possible.
Yeah, structures, you know, they provide exactly what they're supposed to, and that is shelter. They are the best place to be, and I think that's kind of the overarching theme of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Again, that runs start to finish this week. I know there's several places online through the National Weather Service where folks can find these pieces of information. Kind of give us a rundown, Sean, as we close out here, where people can go for more information or who they can contact if they ever have any questions about things going forward into Severe Weather Awareness Week, and then certainly into the season here in Nebraska.
Absolutely. So, you know, we are on the web at weather.gov and then /North Platte. You can also put /Hastings, which is our neighboring Weather Service office out of Hastings, Nebraska. I know that they have some counties just south and east of Custer County. They put up all the same information that we do. But if you go to one of those websites, you'll see the information about Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're also both advertising our storm spotter training. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to put out a quick little offer to anybody who wants to become a storm spotter. You're welcome to attend. Bring your kids along. It's just some great training. ACTS are last about an hour and a half, and you learn all about severe weather. And I also want to say, and you said something that resonated to me, Jeremy. You know, you said that you were always passionate about weather. Well, some of the most important meteorologists are those that are communicating, you know, like our media, you know, like radio stations. And we just appreciate what you do as a meteorologist, as a force multiplier, helping to get that message out. You know, so if you have any questions, you know, you can always reach out to your local media, and they will also be able to give you some great actionable information, you know, when warnings are issued and you know, when the weather is projected to be, you know, bad. So we just appreciate this partnership, and welcome anybody who's interested in learning more about weather to one of our spotter talks.
Great. Yeah, and I know those are very informative. I've not made it to one of those myself. I know I would find it as very interesting, but the folks I've talked to have said that they are full of great information, and they really appreciated their time at those. Sean, thank you so much for your time here today. We so appreciate it. And again, Severe Weather Awareness Week runs from Monday to Friday. And I know that National Weather Service is obviously a key part, right at the top of the pyramid of keeping us all safe. So wanted to throw the thanks right back to you and say thank you so much for all that you and the National Weather Service do as well before we close out here today.
That means a bunch. Thank you very much. We appreciate the partnership, and we love serving Western and North Central Nebraska, so thank you.
That was Sean Jacobs with National Weather Service, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist.